Welcome to Maseches Gittin, Perek Dal, Mishnah Hei, Chapter 4, Mishnah 5. Mishnah says the following, Mishachetz Ayav V'chetz Ben Chayr. Let's say a person has an Evek Kenan, Yanan Jewish slave, and he owns the slave with a Shutef, with a partner. One of them frees him, so he's 50% free, so he's a half Evet, half servant, half Ben Chayr. Evet is Rabbi Yamechad, he serves his master one day. That's Atzma Yamechad, and he's free one day. There we be, so these are the words of Beis Hillel. It's a good arrangement. One day free, one day servant. Amalim Beishama, Beishama said to Beisil, Tikantim, it's Rabbi. That serves the master well. Pesatz may like Tikantim, but you didn't do good for the servant. Why? Because Lisa Shivcha, to marry a non-Jewish maidservant, the Shivcha Kananis Yefshar, he's not allowed to. Shekvar Chetze Ben Chayr, because he's already 50% Jew. Vas Chayr in Yefshar, he can't marry a regular Jewish girl. Shekvar Chetze Eved, because he's still half servant. Yibatel. So you say, okay, so don't let him get married, let him remain single. The whole purpose of the world was for procreation. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, the world wasn't created to be empty. L'sheves yitzara was created to be occupied and populated. So what do you do? Rather, to rectify the world so that the eved, the servant, shouldn't be unable to procreate. Kaifenes rabbi, we force his master of Oisai seven charen, and he has to free him. Kosev, however, the servant has to write to his master, Shtar Achatzi Dalav. He has to write an obligatory note that he's going to pay for the 50% that the master is losing by freeing him. Chazur Beis Hillel, in the end, Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai that this was a good idea. Let's see one more Mishnah Vav. Hamoicher Avdoi Lagoi. If a Jew sells his Eved Kenani to a non-Jewish person, then, says the Mishnah, Oy L'chutz Laret, or he sells him outside of Eretz Yisrael, Yotza ben Chayrin, then the slave goes out free. That means the reason for this is because we gave him a knas, we gave him a penalty, that he must redeem him, because by selling him off to a non-Jewish person, the Eved is no longer able to perform mitzvahs. And Eved Kenani is obligated to mitzvahs like a woman. That means to say he's obligated in all non-time bound mitzvahs. So therefore, the halacha is that you have to redeem him. Similarly, if a person sells him to Chutz Laretz, even to a Jewish person, the Eved goes out the chayrus, because he took him out of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Mishnah, very well-known second half of this Mishnah. In one cannot redeem captives, Yisrael k'day d'mein, more than their actual value. This was an institution that was made to save the world. Because if the non-Jewish people that are capturing these people see that the Jewish community is willing to pay exorbitant fees, so they're just going to capture people and more, and there's not going to be any end in sight. We actually find this historically in the story of the Maharam Meirutenberg, a great middle-aged scholar in the Middle Ages who was taken captive, and he refused to let his disciples and the Jewish community ransom him, because they say he's just going to take somebody else, and he actually died in captivity. Concludes the Mishnah, also we don't try to have all type of escape tactics so that the people that were taken hostage, those that were taken captive, should run away, because let's say someone does run around, then they're going to be even more exceedingly cruel to the captives that they take at different time. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, not because of the captives they take at different time, because of the rest of the captives. If some of them escape, they're going to be very horrific and torturous to the captives that are left behind, and you don't have a permission to do such a thing and cause pain to them. Says the Mishnah, you can't pay more for a Sefer Torah that was stolen, a stolen Sefer Torah, a pair of tefillin or a mezuzah, more than their actual value itself, and they take what items to rectify the world, to keep the world safe. That means to say, if you're going to pay exorbitant amounts of money, they're constantly going to go and they're going to steal. This reminds me of a very funny story, and with this we'll conclude. They say there was a Jewish fellow that was walking in Manhattan, and a shoddy character comes over to him and says to him, want to buy this? And he shows him a pair of tefillin. So the Jewish fellow just says, how much? He goes, $500. The Jewish guy says, all right, let me try it on. So he puts on the shaliyad, the hand one on his left hand, puts on the head one. And he says to this fellow, this shoddy fellow, he says, where's the right hand? He goes, I don't know. He goes, it's not a complete pair. I don't want it even. You know what? I'll give you $5 for it. He took the pair of tefillin for $5. He found the right pair owner and he gave it back. Wishing you a beautiful rest of your day and an amazing rest of your week.